Minnesota Attorney General and gubernatorial candidate Skip Humphreys says Minnesota is armed to go to trial with what he calls the smoking howitzers of previously secret tobacco company files. Those files, he says, show the industry lied, covered up, and deceived the public about the dangers of smoking.
This industry promised a long time ago to give all the information about the health effects of its product. And instead, it went on a public relations campaign where it hooked kids, misused the information, used all sorts of ways to really violate our laws.
Minnesota's case may be tobacco's toughest legal challenge yet. Minnesota has strong consumer protection laws and has a better chance than many states in making its antitrust charges stick. Minnesota's partnership with Blue Cross Blue Shield means it benefits from Blue Cross's healthcare expertise and its legal support. And finally, Minnesota has amassed the biggest cache of internal tobacco company documents to date. Despite that, Philip Morris attorney Peter Sipkin says the tobacco companies will prevail in court. He says there are no revelation in Humphreys' arsenal of documents, even though tobacco had fought vigorously to keep them private.
I don't think that there's anything contained in these documents which had it been fully disclosed, would have impacted in any way in any decision of the Minnesota legislature to regulate tobacco any differently than it did. Similarly, smokers, individual smokers, had they knowledge of what's contained in these documents, would not have made a different decision.
Nevertheless, other attorneys general around the country are watching Minnesota's case with a keen eye. Among them, Indiana Attorney General Jeff Modisette.
It'll be the first time that many of the people in the tobacco industry have really been put on the spot and asked the tough questions. And it'll be the first time that a lot of these documents that have been secreted away for decades will hit the light of day. Some of these documents have already been reported in news articles or on the radio or maybe in a book written by a reporter, but we haven't really seen them put together with all of the new documents that have been disclosed under the litigation.
The national tobacco legislation is in limbo. Congress still needs to approve the settlement in which the tobacco companies would pay $368 billion in exchange for the states dropping their suits. Humphrey is a vocal critic of that deal. However, he says he's open to a settlement if the tobacco companies agree to restrict advertising, make public previously confidential documents, and pay billions more than they've offered. Otherwise, he says the trial goes forward, particularly since the case has gotten unexpectedly personal. Humphrey says Johns Hopkins Medical Center recently told him his father's death from bladder cancer in 1978 was smoking related.
I didn't know that when we started this lawsuit, but I want to tell you, it means something to me. If I could have had my father, if this state could have had, if this country and this world could have had my father for 10 more years, that would have made a lot of difference.
Humphrey says the state will move ahead with its court battle despite the possibility of national tobacco legislation. Humphrey and Blue Cross Blue Shield say the proposed settlement, which includes immunity from future lawsuits, is too good a deal for the tobacco companies. What's unknown is whether national tobacco legislation would override a Minnesota victory. The trial is expected to last at least 4 months. I'm Elizabeth Stawicki, Minnesota Public Radio.